From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Police in London are urgently trying to establish who was behind a terror attack on the city's underground rail network that has injured at least 29. Henry Ridgewell has more.
The explosion happened during the capital's morning peak rush hour on a London Underground District Line train at Parsons Green in the west of the city. Police soon declared it a terrorist incident. Investigators are urgently going through security cameras and combing the scene for evidence to try to establish who was behind the attack and where they are now. The Mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, released a statement saying, "We will never be intimidated or defeated by terrorism." Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
North Korea's launch of another missile over Japan triggered responses from both Japan and South Korea. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said, "In this situation, having a dialogue with North Korea is impossible." The South Korean military responded by launching a Hyunmoo missile into the sea that traveled the same distance it would take to reach Sunan Airfield in Pyongyang. The United Nations Security Council will meet later on Friday, and U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, said it is important to try and push through as many diplomatic actions as possible. Peruvian President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski's entire cabinet has been forced to resign following a no-confidence vote on Friday by the opposition-led Congress. The pre-dawn vote followed a heated debate in which lawmakers insulted Kuczynski's prime minister and called for his education minister to resign due to her handling of a 60-day teacher's strike. It's the first time under Peru's 1993 constitution that a single chamber has been taken to this step. VOA News.